18:30. And that means, of course, after the cooking show, hopefully, that it is time for the Nostradamus Effect, hosted by the one and only RG. Basically, what's the Nostradamus Effect? Well, I'm just going to predict stuff for half an hour. It sounds easy, and, well, basically, it isn't. Predicting stuff is actually quite hard, because you don't want to look like an absolute idiot after you spent half an hour predicting stuff. So I've tried to get everything right. I've got absolutely loads of notes. I'll just try and get the sound effect. Don't know if that worked, it probably didn't, but that's the notebook flicking of how much notes I've got. 5 full pages. That sounds rubbish, I'm going to guess, but I don't care. Now, we'll have to make an apology, you know. This is pre-recorded, it wasn't originally meant to be live, but unfortunately, local speaker team, Newcastle Diamonds, who are now currently flying in the Premier League, which is actually not the highest league in British Speedway, exactly at the same time as the Nostradamus Effect, Newcastle will be playing the Kingston Stars at Bruff Park, Newcastle Stadium, if you call it now, and they will win 60 points to 33. Yep, that's the first prediction of the day, and you heard it there. Newcastle Diamonds to win 60 points to 33, and you hear it here, if they do that. Of course, those not in the know, and I'm expecting that's a lot of you, Newcastle Diamonds are currently fourth in the Premier League. It's the top six, top eight or something. I think it's actually the top six that go into a playoff. So they're doing very well, if you know what I mean. They've been breaking track records and getting maximums left, right and centre. So what am I going to predict then? You may be wondering. Well, everything. What I've got down here, I've got quite a few F1 related predictions. And then, of course, I've been given lots of feedback by a lot of people over the past few weeks, months even, I suppose, since I first originally decided way back in July that I was going to do this, 2 months ago from now. I've got, some questions I'm questionable about. Thank you, here we are. And hopefully, last 10 minutes or so, I'll finish. Well, 10 minutes, that'd be a bit too much. But I'll be finishing with a big prediction. I don't know, something really big. It's nothing fluffy like a race prediction. He's going to finish where he's going to retire and why they're going to retire. It's just big, big, like, totally. I just thought I'd start, though. Well, I've already started with a prediction, but I thought I'd start with a few sidepod radio predictions. And since this is a pre-record on the Friday, 18th September 2009, 2043 is the current time, which really probably is disorienting you right now. I'm going to predict what's going to happen on Sidepod Radio Day. And to prove I'm not wrong, I'm not live. So let's have a guess. In the Sidepod Cooking Show, there will be a fire. I'm surprised it isn't guaranteed. I don't think it'll be a big one. I think it'll be a little puff of fire. Hopefully, the fire doesn't cause technical damage and you're not actually going to end up hearing this until something else decides to come up. But it is now probably like 6:35. I also think that there will be something controversial happening, and whose start line is it anyway? There's something going to be interesting happening that way to Mr. and Mrs. Say, oops, sorry for that. I've got swearing in mind. I don't endorse swearing, of course, so don't do that, but it'll happen. It's later on. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you, don't do it, but I think it'll be a slip of the tongue. Sorry. And finally, I'll try and predict the future. I'll try and predict the past by predicting the future. I'm going to guarantee there will be a total time of 12 minutes of laughing time during Lucky's lunchtime comedy show. I expect that's going to be a brilliant laugh. I hope you laughed a lot at that show. And I hope you enjoyed this one, of course, as I'll break in to my predictions. Okay, so everybody's been thinking who's going to win the championship. It's down to Button and Brawn, you know. There's 14 points separating them now, Button 80, Barrichello 66. So I thought that's a good place to start. F1 related radio theme, I think, anyway. As far as I know, there's been sports discussed today, so anything could have happened. So, simple one to start off, he'll win the championship. Simple answer, Jenson Button. He'll win it by miles. I'll go down in the last race, but apart from that, it'll be an easy win. It's not going to be as an exciting finish as 2008. There's not going to be a last drama, unless, unfortunately, sorry, Barrichello fans, but you've got no chance. I do like to put it bluntly. Most interested though is this, and you may be surprised that I'm interested in this. There is a couple of drivers, notably right now. There are four current drivers yet to score a point, excluding, of course, the two drivers being kicked out. Of course, being Piquet and Bedoya. I wonder why. There's four drivers there that scored a point. The closest person I can tell you to score a point is Kazuki Nakajima. He scored in ninth place in Hungary. Apart from that, he's not been that close, interestingly enough. But I predicted he will finish with no points at the end of the season. Now, obviously, Nakajima, I think, will get a point. And I think the people who won't get points will be the two rookies, Jaime Alguersuari and Romain Grosjean. Reasons, well, I think with just rookies, I mean, Renault have taken a massive, massive bash. I don't think the man's to be honest. And of course, Alguersuari, yeah, as much as I like him, I just don't think he's quick enough to score points just yet. Hopefully he will in 2010, however. Now, there is something that interests me, interesting enough, since being a young person myself, is it's a Red Bull Young Drivers program. And there's a grand total of eight drivers on there, and currently one of them is in F1. Oh, that's what it says on the site. I can't remember if Buemi was on it, actually. 8 or 9. I really didn't prepare this, but there's a decent amount of drivers in there, and of course, Jaime Alguersuari. And when we went through the ranks and got into Formula One. So, which of the current fleet of Red Bull young drivers will make it where then? Let's find out. So in order, alphabetical order, I've got 7 drivers who are currently not in F1. Currently then, let's start then. Mikhail Aleshin, Russian racer. Could he race in Formula 2? I believe he won a race in Oschersleben, or at least the last, well, current race, not the current race weekend, which is in Italy, Imola, but the last race weekend, which I think was Oschersleben. Can't be sure on that. Now I've got him down. I think he'll become a reserve driver. He'll be floating around. Might be linked to a few seats, but he'll never get it. You know, the type of Mark Schneider's got had a role in the past, but I mean, like, what he is now, you've heard his name Campos, mainly. But I think he'll become a reserve driver for a team. No, definitely, I think it'll be a midfield team. Next, another Formula 2 driver, Mirko Bortolotti. I hope I've got that right. He's not been as good in Formula 2, I don't believe, but I do think he'll get an F1. He will get an F1. I think he'll get into F1. I don't think it'll be a big team. Not at all. It won't be a big team at all. But I do think Bortolotti, you know, the current low-end teams like Toro Rosso. I don't know if he'll end up in Toro Rosso. I don't know if Toro Rosso will still be around in the future. I don't think they will. I think they'll be gone by 2011. Next driver, Brendan Hawley. Of course, he's already been the reserve driver for both Red Bull and Toro Rosso before he was moved for Jaime Alguersuari before he took the seat. Brendan Hawley, at the minute, I don't think is currently the reserve driver. However, he will get an F1. There's no doubt about it. I think he'll get an F1. And I think it'll be soon. I'm saying 2011, 2012. I think he'll be in F1 by then. And I don't think it's silly to say otherwise. I mean, he's a massively young driver. Don't know how he's massively young. He's a really young driver. Thing is, he looks good. he looks confident. He looks like a good driver in his Formula 3 Euro Series, Formula Renault stuff. And yeah, he'll be in F1. He'll win races. He will win races. I'll give you that. He will win races. And he'll be in a good team. He'll have his chances. I don't think he'll win a championship, but there you are. Okay, next one. Mika Mäki. He's a Finnish driver in the Formula 3 Euro Series. I can't see him doing much. Sorry, Amy, but this Finn didn't look that good. Daniel Ricciardo, Ken, a reserve driver, possibly step into F1, but unimpress everyone and be kicked out sooner rather than later. Jean-Pierre Sénier, not the name I can pronounce, Formula Renault driver. I think he'll be a very solid, he'll get into F1. Again, at a lower team, not a big side, he won't be at Ferrari's McLaren sort of stuff, but he will be an F1. He'll be a reserve driver. He'll be like an Alex Wurz type of driver. He'll be very good reserves and that. And finally, Robert Wickens, of course, everybody knows him from Formula 2. Everybody has seen how good he is. I think he's a very good driver, very good young driver. I think he'll get an F1, and I think he'll win races, simple as. But what I'm basically saying is, Hessian driver, junior team, looks, well, it's not going to win championships. So, as everybody probably knows, I do have a liking towards a certain German driver. Certain German driver from Lindfels, maybe called Timo Glock. So, I've decided to come up with four special predictions for Timo. And I call this segment 4 O'Glock. It's awful. I'll grab my coat, but I'll get my predictions done first. So, I'll start this year. I think he'll be 3 points this season, 26. His first win will be the Canadian GP of 2010. A lot of teams do tend to win their first Grand Prix, driving team, and a lot of people do it with who I like. Isn't that right, Mr. Kubica? And BMW. Future teams, Williams, Toyota. I think you'll go back to Toyota in the end. I think Toyota will stay in F1, clear the TFS. His highest championship finish will be 2nd in the 2012 championship. And I know it sounds shocking that I don't think he'll win a championship, but he'll be the new Rubens Barrichello. Yeah, 2nd driver at Ferrari though. That'd be awful. That would be awful. Anyway, I know this is a bit you're looking forward to though. This is a bit where you got in contact with me somewhere the other. You've left a voicemail or you've left a message on the wiki. Of course, our wiki is awesome. And if you want to go on the wiki, wiki.sidepodcast.com. It's got loads of stuff on there and you will love it. Quick plug out of the way. I think we've got 2 voicemails, 3 questions from him. We'll start with a certain Mr. Alexander. I don't know if you've probably heard him throughout the day so far. He's done this music show. I'm going to suspect, after listening to the earlier ones he produced, they're going to be very good. Yeah, is what Alex asks me first.
Hi, this is Alexander from Sofa F1 with a prediction question for RG in the Nostradamus Effect. With all of the drivers using Twitter these days, which driver in Formula 1 will be the first driver to comment on Side Podcast?
I think it was an easy one. I thought it was an easy option. That would be Fat Montani. It's simple, isn't it? He's emailed in the show. He's left a message on iHeartFrank.com. Of course, and by everyone, Mr. C. I mean, it seems obvious that his next step was to be open up the doohickey. Type in, hello everybody, how are you today? And you know, it'll be amazing when that happens. And there'll be an instant lot of people coming in, famous drivers coming into F1 on Side Podcast. I know he's not an F1 driver, but you will be in 2010. You heard it here first again. Okay, that's what Alex. Next question was.
This is Alex from Sofa F1. The follow-up question. Out of the drivers who have never won a Formula 1 race so far, which one will be the next one to win one? Remember, it could be somebody not in Formula 1 at the moment.
You said it could not be an F1. I don't think that'll happen. There will be somebody in F1. I don't think someone new will win. I'm saying someone, the next driver, there won't be someone new. Someone not an F1 to win it until 2011. That's including all drivers who are probably going to come back into F1 from, like, you know, the reserve teams or other series, and they're coming back into F1, you know, names that have been banned about, especially for US F1. So I think the next new driver to be win a race, I mean, seeing the pace of that horse in India, Adrian Sutil. No question about it in my eyes. He's a very good driver. And I think he will win it. Win the next race. If you want. When? It'll be before the end of the year. It'll be a wet race. I'm going to Japan. Japan 2009. Mark it in. Put a bet on. Adrian Sutil will win that race. Okay, thanks, Alex, for your voicemails. Got one now from Mr. Stephen Roy.
Hi, RG, Stephen here. How do you see the FIA presidential elections turning out? Who do you think is going to win? And what do you think the loser's going to do? Are they going to stay in the sport? Are they going to try again? Or are they going to go and do something entirely different? I'm sure you'll forecast something wonderful for me. Thanks.
Become political. Who's going to win? John. Really sorry. Well, how are you doing? How are you running? What's the eventual runner-up? I think he'll try and run for some sort of candidacy. I don't think it'll be FIA. It'll be something to do with WRC. I don't know what they have. I think they have president of the WRC or the chairman of the WRC. I think he'll be the boss of the WRC, or at least try to be. You know, Bernie Eccleston of the WRC, whoever that is. I'm not clued up on the knowledge. Now, I've got billions of questions on the wiki. Well, not billions. There's been a lot. And then, so I think let's go to what it said. Jordan Allen says, I remember this very early on, I think it was before the first episode. He says, with Nelson, Saturos, Keke's, Graham's, and Gilles, and so on entering F1, I wish to know who are JC's next son or daughter of an active, retired, deceased F1 driver to enter F1. Will they join Damon and Jacques as world champions, or will they make Piquet look average? Well, Jordan, I've thought about this, and I've even done research on which sons are in F1. From the research, Mario Andretti. He'll be rubbish, but US F1, pivot, actually. But I'm thinking beyond that, I'm thinking beside the research. That's not what the show's about, it's not about the research. Check that out the window. That's a rubbish idea. That'll be David Coulthard. The son of David Coulthard. Yes. You heard it here first. That's a new motto, isn't it? You heard it here first. Thanks for your question about Mario Andretti. If he does, I think he'll come in next year, and he'll be absolutely atrocious. He'll be back in every hour quicker than... Fine, Jenson Button. Showing an obvious one. Stephen Rife, our first non-F1 question I've said in a long while. You've heard of me talk about F1 for ages. When will Christian see a real panda? It will be this year. It will be this year. It's got to be this year. And if it isn't this year, I'll be disappointed. Because I'd be wrong. It will be this year. It'll be anti-climactic. It'll be boring. It'll be in the off-season. I'll say December. You know, December seems like a good month to go to the zoo. There's nothing going on in September, is there? No, it's December even. What a rubbish month. Apart from Christmas, making all that point. Get loads of holidays in December. So it's fading there. It'll be in the zoo. It'll be anti-climactic. But there'll be lots of pictures of Christine leaning over a banister trying to hook a panda. Well, that's what she say, but actually, in fact, she'll be trying to kidnap the panda. Yeah. Pat W, of course, from Too Much Racing. He asks, will Stephen ever get a blog? No, he won't. Will I ever catch up with my long list of podcasts and things to catch up on? Probably. I'll give you lots of optimism there, Pat. You will do it. You'll get there. You will. You'll do it, man. You will do it. Harry? I don't know when you've got your holidays. I don't know how much you've got to listen to. I know it's lots. I know it's going to be hard, but you'll do it. You'll do it before the end of the year. Believe me, you, Pat. You can do it, right? And this is a question I didn't like. You're a fan of both F1 and football. Can you predict the future of Super League formula? Well, as a matter of fact, I can. It's not going to last much longer. It won't. One more season. It'll last for one more season. Why there are no fans turning off? Oh, did you look at a race? Be honest, I was sceptical of the idea. The racing's good. I mean, they've got Petonia in there nowadays. Of course, Tottenham Hotspur, my favourite team, are racing in it. We're second behind Liverpool, which is typical and annoying. Anyway, back to the racing point of it. Yeah, no fans. The teams won't see any opportunity. The teams, I'm not talking about the Tottenhams or the Liverpools or the Rangers. I'm talking about the teams that run it, like. Right. For next year, there'll be another big name. Well, another ex-F1 driver. I think Mark Chenier doesn't get into F1. He'll be in Super League Formula. He'll be racing for Spanish club, and I'll tell you which Spanish club in a second. Because I've also predicted which new teams will come in for 2010 Super League season. They'll be Celtic and Valencia. And Mark Chenet, of course, will race for Valencia. Since he's Spanish, etc. There's going to be one team out. You probably guess which team it is. I've been struggling to say it. I've got to say a big thanks to the people on Twitter who've said, wondering how to say it, asking me how to say it. And this is what I've got. FC Midtjylland, which doesn't look out like it does written down. I go on Super League home, I've the Danish team. I know probably Gavin knows how you pronounce it. but I'm going to blame too. So my apologies. Right, thanks, Pat, for those great questions. Nick may have read his blogs. He's asked three questions as well. His question is, when will man fly unassisted? I'm glad you asked me that, because this is the one prediction you can't actually quote me on if I get it wrong. 2212 AD, unless AD means something different in what we think AD means, maybe after death of Timo Glock. Maybe I should do that every year after. Okay, that's getting a bit too obsessive if you're asking me. Now, Nick, you've just asked me when will Timo retire. Thanks. 2016. And his last question, of course, a political one. He basically asked, what will Flav's next job be? Flavio Pedro, of course, Nathan Renault. Not getting into that much, because that's not what the show's about. Oddly enough, my first thought was he'd be an owner of a chippy in Northland. Why I can see that is a bit scary. But then I settled on a humorous little thought. The ex-manager of QPR, since he does sack managers at that club every 6 seconds, I'm pretty sure he's going to run out of managers to choose from very shortly. So, fairly soon, on the touchline, ordering people around, maybe to dive, to help him win games. Nicky, not to be confused with Nick. Nicky's just has asked a few questions. And before I do say anything, Nicky, what on earth is a WC? I'm sorry I can't answer the final two questions because I don't even have a clue what a WC is, and I have a feeling I should do, but I don't have an idea. So she basically asked, where will the next side pod meetup be? I'm aware that there's a lot going on about a side pod meeting in Belgium for the 2010 race, which I could go to somehow. I'll try and get to, but I know there's a lot of people going. Hope you enjoy it in advance. Where it'll be though, it'll be November of this year. It'll be in form, Somerset, and it'll be a gentle but not on top parade. Yeah. And she basically also asked, similar to Stephen, who will win, Ariel Jean. And as I said earlier, Jean. Thanks, Nicky, and thanks to everyone who sent feedback. Fun enough, I'm select. I love you lots. You're officially heroes, legends, up there in my books. Thank you very much. So my big finale, well, at least I hope it's big. It might be a very disappointing thing in your eyes, but I'm hoping it's not. Fingers crossed. What I'm going to do is bigger than predicting the National Lottery. Yes, Mr. Darren Brown. He can't do it. Can you, Mr. Darren Brown? Because I'm better than that. And I don't need to cheat to predict things. I deny the fact I've gone into time travel and see if all these predictions turn out true. Disclaimer that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to predict the 2010 championship finishing order. Now, this is the one that obviously took a lot of time to think about. 13 teams, I think 26 drivers. So I thought of a few rules. I thought even though the teams that will be in there, there will be 13 teams, there will not be Renault. Renault will not be in there. They'll be gone. I think we'll pull out at the end of the year. And if I'm frankly as a BMW/Sauber/Quadback fan, I really hope it as well. Sorry to Renault fans out there, but you are Toyota, and if Toyota go, Timo doesn't have a drive, so, you know. So here we go. I've decided to first up, stop enough the 2010 grid, and here we go. I've done this in no particular order, and sorry, it's all messed up. I'll start off, Prawn GP, Jenson Button, Nico Rosberg, Red Bull, Mark Webber, Sebastian Vettel, of course confirmed, Ferrari, Fernando Alonso, Felipe Massa, McLaren, Lewis Hamilton, Kimi Raikkonen, Toyota, Timo Glock, Katie Kovalainen, Williams, Robert Kubica, Nico Hülkenberg. I pronounced that wrong. I'm going to get Gail for that, aren't I? Or have I pronounced it right? I don't know, that was kind of really. Toro Rosso, going to keep the same lineup. Sebastian Buemi and Jaime Alguersuari. Force India, Adrian Sutil, Tonio Luizzi. And we're going to the new teams. What's the four new teams first? Campos, Dalla Rosa, Chenet. I'm really no idea who will drive for that second seat. I thought of Chenet, I thought he was Spanish, I thought he'd mix in well. Couldn't think of anybody else. Mana, you know how much I like him. You know how much Sam likes him. The rest are, I think they'll take up. Romain Grosjean. US F1, everyone's going to love this one. Frank Montani, Mario Andretti. Lotus, another Malaysian owned now. I think they'll go for Eastern Asian approach to the team. I think we've got two Japanese drivers. Those will be Kazuki Nakajima and Takuma Sato. And I can already predict the carnage that pair will cause. I think you can as well. Lotus will be renamed Crash Lot Bus. And of course, finally, Quad Box Sauber. I have no idea what they're going to be called. Like Quad Back. But I think it's flipping awesome. I'm going to support a team that's called Quad Back. They're going to keep Mick Heidfeld. I'm going to have Christian Klien. Ooh, Klien and Montani in the same series. Dum, dum, dum. You may notice that I have not decided to include Rubens Barrichello on this list. I'll carry on. So, in reverse order, from 26th to 1st, this is the finishing order of not the 2009, but the 2010 Formula One World Championship. And in joint 21st, Marc Chenier, Paul Di Resta, Romain Grosjean, Mario Andretti, Kazuki Nakajima, and Takuma Sato. In 20th place, Pedro De La Rosa. 19th place, Christian Klien. 18th, Frank Montani. 17th, Jaime Alguersuari. 16th, Sebastian Buemi. 15th, Nico Hülkenberg. 14th, Tonio Luizzi. 13th, Nick Heidfeld. 12th, Heikki Kovalainen. 11th, Adrian Sutil. But here we go, the top 10. In 10th, Robert Kubica. In 9th, Timo Glock. In 8th, Nico Rosberg. 7th, Mark Webber. 6th, Sebastian Vettel. 5th, Felipe Massa. In 4th, the 2009 Formula One World Champion, Jenson Button. Here we go, top 3. 2 of them McLaren, 1 of them Ferrari. In 3rd place, Lewis Hamilton. So who's going to win it? Will it be Alonso's 3rd or Raikkonen's 2nd? The winner of the 2010 Formula One World Championship will be Fernando Alonso. I'm sorry for going all X-Factor on you there, but it had to be done. It was a big finish. And unfortunately, as much as I don't want to say this, it's also the end of the show. Oh, I can hear you at all. I don't know what you thought of me talking for a whole half hour. I'm hoping that there's a break in between. Guts at the minute. I've had to put up distractions with Rugby League being on. Leeds v OKR. Leeds win 14-8 at the minute. I'm sorry if you haven't watched the game. We've still got Gavin coming up. We've still got the F1 Top 5. I'll be on that. I'm looking forward to whose start line is it anyway, if I'm still up for then. But everybody, thank you very much for listening. Happy Nazi. Hope you enjoyed my predictions. If you've got any feedback, please DM me on the wiki or say hi in the comments. Thanks very much, everybody.